Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. A single lottery ticket that was sold in Massachusetts won last night's Powerball jackpot. The $758.7 million prize is the largest ever won by a lone ticket in U.S. history. Powerball is sold in 44 states, so what are the odds, not just of winning, but of Massachusetts lottery officials getting the winner wrong? They mixed up the city and the store where the winning ticket was sold. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has the tale.
Squeezed tight by TV camera crews and reporters, Gurcharan Singh stood in a narrow aisle next to canned peas and potato chips at his family-owned convenience store, Handy Variety, in Watertown, gleefully thankful of the early morning news that Handy Variety sold the record lottery ticket worth $750 million.
Thanks God. Thanks God. Thanks God. That's it. A lot of people come and he said, this is a lucky store.
But fortune and fame were fleeting for the Singh family. Sunny Singh was overjoyed when he went to the Mass Lottery website and saw it was Handy Variety that sold the solo winning jackpot ticket. But as luck would have it, a reporter in the store just hours later, there to record history in the making, delivered the bad news. The state lottery had blundered.
Oh, man. I was so excited when I left the house, you know. But as soon as I walked in, they told me, you guys don't have the big winner, some other place. It happens, man. It's a roller coaster, you know?
Lottery officials say it was human error that led to the Watertown store being named as the seller of the winning Powerball ticket. It was a Pride Market gas station in Chicopee that actually sold it. The winner, a 53-year-old woman, one lottery official described as your prototypical Massachusetts resident. Mavis Wunzik discovered she won when a co-worker read off the numbers she had picked based on relatives' birthdays.
I was reading these numbers, and I pull mine out, and I go, I have that. And he goes, let me see that ticket. He goes, you just won. I go, you're joking. Come on, please. He says, sign that ticket now.
Wunzik has chosen to take a lump sum payment of $480 million, a third of a billion after taxes. The Chicopee store gets $50,000 for selling the winning ticket, and Handy Variety will get $10,000. It turns out the Watertown convenience store was one of 34 Powerball places that sold tickets that won $1 million. Chris Williamson lives around the corner from Handy Variety. He carried his dog, a miniature Pomeranian, in one hand as he left the store counting his winnings in his other. It was all singles.
Winner of $4. So now I can go buy some treats for the dog.
You win some, but most of the time you're betting on a dream. The odds of hitting Powerball big are infinitesimally small, one in nearly 300 million. Winning the jackpot without a ticket is almost the same as with one. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.